you wherever you are, because you need to go for enough is enough. Say any damage that have been done into the heart of my divine ordained spouse. Because when the person is damaged in the previous relationship, it might be difficult to trust anybody else. Anyone that comes their way, they don't trust them at all. Father, Lord, I pray for everyone here tonight. In the name of Jesus, the damage done shall be repaired. In the name of Jesus, the damage done shall be repaired. In the name of Jesus, the damage done shall be repaired. Say every damage done into my divine ordained spouse life. As a result of previous relationships, be repaired by the blood of Jesus. Be repaired. Be repaired. Every damage done to my divine of this life as a result of their previous relationship, Father, let them be repaired. Father, let them be repaired. Father, let them be repaired. Until they repair the damage, they might not be able to look at your face. Father, let them be repaired. In the name of Jesus, let them be repaired. Oh, wow. Father, repair the damage. Repair the damage, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Aha! Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say every power. You know, we are talking about spirituals by now. Say every power that has collected spiritual dowry on my behalf, return it and die. Help yourself tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, return them tonight. Oh yeah, return them tonight. Help yourself in that prayer in the name of Jesus. They must return them. They must return them. They must return them. Return them tonight. Return the dowry. Every dowry they have collected, everything they have collected in the spirit realm on your behalf. Oh yeah, let them return it and die. Return and die. Return and die. Return and die. Return and die. That is it. That is it. That is it. Return them and die now. In the name of Jesus. Open your heart and pray. Every dowry they have collected on your behalf in the spirit realm, return them and die now. In the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, return and die. Return and die. Return and die. Aha. Aha. That is it. That is it. That is it. In the name of Jesus. Open your heart and pray. And then in Jesus. Right to them, we are praying. We are going to pray this next one. Say every wicked power waging war against my divine settlement in marriage. Ha! You know what? In some families, they make sure that although you might see the person you want to marry, but they will battle to fight each time you see each other. Why? There is this, there's some power like that. In some family, they make sure that, okay, you might say, I do. After I do like this, one or two, the day you mention to the person that now, after wedding, you are now pregnant, back to start. That's when the man will not change his mind. He will not pack the load and leave the house. Why? It's because even if God has ordained the person, the devil, there's some power that are working against the person. You are going to pray this one. It's a war they are waging against them. See, every wicked power waging war against my God ordained marriage. Ha ha! Scatter by fire! In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, scatter them now. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, scatter them now. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Aha! Pray. We are still on this meeting. Open your mouth and pray. Help yourself, yourself, yourself. Help yourself tonight. Something must happen tonight. You must be okay. Open your mouth and pray. Something must happen. Help yourself, yourself, yourself. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus. Any spiritual marriage, any power that is working against your divine marriage, open your mouth and pray. They must die. 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 Aha! That is it. That is it. That is it. That is it. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Beloved, some powers knows that once you get married, your battle is finished. They know that because the Bible says one will chase 1,000. You have been the one chasing that 1,000, but in the other ratio of the heaven, he said two will chase 10,000. By physical understanding, if one chase 1,000, two should chase 2,000. But God is saying one will chase 1,000, two, which is 10,000, means that there are some battle that you are counting. Imagine if you have 1,001 enemy. If you are fighting it alone, the one alone will be a major problem in your life. That one will be the power that say, I will not let you go. They will fight it so hard that you will not meet the person. They will fight it so hard that you always meet the wrong people. They will fight it so hard that nobody will come your way. They will fight it so hard to be engaged in things that are relevant. They will not want you to think about your marriage anymore. Lift up your voice and pray this one with power in your bones. Say, every power! Refusing to let me go. What are you waiting for? Die now in the name of Jesus. Da, 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 da. Die, 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 die. The power that say you will not move forward beyond this level. They say you will not marry. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. They must die. They must die. They must die. They must die. But, there is a sister that needs to pray that prayer. You must move forward. Enough is enough. Pray. You must move forward. Maru seketelebo. Enough of delay. Look at your age. You need to be aggressive. You need to be like Jacob. I am tired. I will not let you go unless you bless me. Open your mouth and pray. Unless God change your story in the name of Jesus. Help yourself. Help yourself tonight. Something must happen, the spirit. Something must happen. The power that says you will not go. Enough is enough. You must move forward. You must make progress. In the mighty name of Jesus. You must make progress. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pray. In the name of Jesus. And let your name be glorified. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Say, I tear off every marriage certificate issued in the spirit to tie down my life. Open your mouth and pray. See, I tear off every marriage certificate issued in the spirit to tie down my life. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. That is it. That is it. I love you. You're praying. That sister, pray that prayer. Enough is enough. You have dwelt long on this mountain. You need to move forward. 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 In the name of Jesus, marriage certificates that have been issued to tie you down. In the spirit realm, set them on fire. 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 Aha! Pray. In Jesus, mighty name, we are praised. Beloved, some people here, it might not be everybody, but let me make it clear to you. When the spirit come upon you, the spirit spouse, you are sleeping, they sleep with you, do all kind of nonsense, put deposit in you, you try to wake up, you could not wake up, and you wake up in the morning, tired, exhausted, and wet. You find out, something has gone wrong somewhere. It's not your fault. It's because there is an identity in the spirit that the person going through something like this is already married. And that is why marriage are difficult. Beloved, they will do everything possible. I was watching one movie one day. Can I remember the name of this movie? I forgot. It was on Netflix. God, help me. I have forgotten. It was a spirit. And I look at it and say, the person anyone that watches this thing will understand the spirit thing. And one thing about the spirit husband and spirit wife is that those who are going through the problem are the ones that will understand it. Nobody else will understand it. It's only them. Because how many people will we explain to you? This movie, when I went from this, they have been friends from baby. They went to primary school together. The small girl will be helping the boy, helping to do some homework. They have been friends together. They grew up together. In fact, in that place, anybody that comes to talk, at the age of maybe 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, they grew up till when they got to the age of getting married. They were both successful. Then the man now say, sorry, I want to talk to you. They were not doing anything physically, but spiritually they are doing everything. Physically, they were not doing anything at all, but spiritually, they were doing everything. And the guy now went in the spirit, saw somebody, and said, I want to marry the person. If you see the way the lady, he said, you are joking. It's not possible. Not possible. Until he brought the guy to nothing. Nothing. The guy started begging eventually. Why? There is a mystery that does not, is not clear to human being. It's a spiritual thing. You are going to lift up your voice. Many of us are so tired with some of these people like this. Some demons have married some people in the spirit. And because they are mad, it is difficult. Men will see you, they say, no, I've seen man. Imagine man seeing a lady, and they are seeing man. They are saying, this is an old woman. That's what they are seeing. It's not their fault. That's what they can see. Because these people can do everything to make sure they protect you, prevent you from the... You are going to lift up a voice. Say, by the power in the blood of Jesus, I divorce myself. You are not using your power, you are using the blood of Jesus. That's the only language they can understand. Say, by the power in the blood of Jesus, I divorce myself from every spiritual attachment that has married me in the spirit. Open your mouth and prepare every demon, every power that has given back to you that has married me in the spirit. Oh, yeah, divorce yourself. Oh, yeah, divorce yourself. Oh, yeah, prepare. Divorce yourself tonight in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, divorce yourself. In the name of Jesus. Divorce yourself. In the name of Jesus. Divorce yourself. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, Holy Ghost fire. Pull me out of the valley of the singles and place me on the mountain of the mighty. In the name of, open your mouth and pray. Laka sata baba. That is what you have been waiting for. Pull me out of the valley of the singles. You have dwelt enough on this valley. Pray. You must move to the mountain of being celebrated. In the mighty name of Jesus, where you are married, people will surely celebrate you. Open your mouth and pray. Father, pull me out. Oh, pull me out. Father, pull me out. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, put. In the name of Jesus. Aha. In Jesus' name we pray. The Bible says in Job chapter 22, verse 28, it said, thou shall also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you. Ha. Many of us don't know the magnitude of that statement. He said, somebody has decreed before. He starts telling you that you shall also decree that thing, and it shall be established. You are going to make a decree now. I beg you, let your voice be loud wherever you are. Don't worry about what you are passing through at the moment. Make a declaration. I'm going to make my own. Say, I declare by the power in the blood of Jesus. Some people are not saying it anywhere. They are just too casual with it. If you know what you're about to say, you will cry it loud. It might be the opportunity you have, like a blind Bartimaeus. He had only one opportunity to grab Jesus' attention, and he was able to shout to the maximum voice. I want to do is we are asking of him. Say, I decree and I declare by the power in the blood of Jesus, whether the enemy like it or not, this year my wedding bell will ring. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Pray. This very year, Lord. Jackie Ogo, na yo mama. Hey, Jackie Yanu Shale. Aye. I declare it. It shall be established this very year. I don't care what others are doing. I don't care what others are saying. I don't care whether the devil likes it or not. My wedding bell must ring. Open your mouth and pray. It will ring this year. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Help yourself. Pray. Help yourself tonight in the name of Jesus. Help yourself. Help yourself tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, every evil material deposited in my body as a result of any sexual relationship, both in the physical and the spiritual, I wipe you by fire tonight. Pray. Anything, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, Maru Seketelebo. In the name of Jesus, any evil deposit in my body that is preventing me from reaching my partner tonight, O Lord, be flushed out. Be flushed out. Be flushed out. In the name of Jesus, both in the physical and in the spiritual, be flushed out tonight. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, be flushed out tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, be flushed out tonight. Help yourself in that prayer. Help yourself in that prayer. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Aha! Pray. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, every anti-famous spirit working against my marriage, scatter my fire! Pray. In the name of Jesus, every anti-famous spirit, working against my setting now. In the name of Jesus, scatter tonight. Scatter tonight. Help yourself in that prayer. Scatter them tonight. In the name of Jesus. Scatter them tonight. In the name of Jesus. Scatter them tonight. In the name of Jesus. Aha! Yes. In Jesus' name, we pray. Two prayer points before we go to our scripture. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, any man, any woman. I'm talking, if you say any man, that means you are a lady praying that any man. If it's any woman, that means you are a woman praying any. Say, any man ordained by heaven to marry you. I want you to transform the English the way you like it. Any woman. If you are a man, you have to say, if you are a man, you say any woman. If you are a woman, you say any man. So I'm going to say any woman. Say any woman ordained by heaven to marry you, wherever they are, all over the world, appear and locate me. In the name of, open your mouth and pray. Tell them you are available. I am available now. Appear by fire. Pray. Tell the Lord of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that you are available for the man. You are available for the woman. Appear. And that person that God has ordained for you from heaven, open your mouth and pray that prayer. You are now available. Appear by fire. Tell God to let the person appear. The person must appear. The person must appear. The person must appear. Open your mouth and pray. The person must appear by fire, by force. It doesn't matter my age. There is somebody somewhere that God has ordained from heaven for me to marry. Open your mouth and pray. I am now available. Appear. By fire, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In Jesus, mighty name we pray. Beloved, you know that it's very possible that when the person that's supposed to marry you have been contemplating that, let me look at that sister, let me consider, I think by tomorrow I should be able to approach that sister. And at the moment the person decides to approach you like this, there are some powers that will enter some people and they will just say something negative and they will stop the relationship. Whether you believe me or not, it doesn't matter. But this is the real thing. There are some power, there are some people that their duty, their assignment is to scatter what already God has ordained. You are going to pray. The Bible says from the days of John the Baptist until now, in the kingdom of God, somewhere violence. And it's only when you are violent that you can possess your possession. The Bible says when the kingdom of God gathers, Satan also appear there. Why? Because they want to scatter what God has ordained. You are going to pray this one loud and clear. Say any personality. On assignment to scatter my marital destiny. Hey, I don't care who you are. Die by fire. Pray. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. I don't care who you are. Whether you are a boy, whether you are a girl, whether you are white, whether you are black, whether you are green. I don't care. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Help yourself tonight. I love the way you pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Yes. In Jesus' name, we pray. Sorry, take this one more. Say, any power of my father's house and my mother's house making me look old. Making me look ugly. Making me look unattractive. before my divine partner. Hey, you understand that prayer point? That's what I'm going to drag us to the scripture now. There's some power that will make you look old. They will make you look ugly. They will make you look unattractive. They will put evil smell on your body, and your partner will just walk away. You are going to say every wicked power of my father's house and my mother's house, making me look old, making me look ugly, making me look unattractive before my divine partner. You are a liar! Die! Aha! Pray. I Lord, when you are praying that prayer, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray that prayer. Aha! That is it. Tonight is your night. Something must happen tonight. Your story must change. In the name of Jesus, that is making you look unattractive, making you look old. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray, and let your name be glorified in Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Amen in Jesus' name. Let's open our Bible to Mark chapter 8. Let me see that I can open the share the screen. Mark chapter 8. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yes, that's it. Mark chapter 8, and I read from verse 22. Mark 8:22. Listen very carefully. You know, I told the last prayer point, they say there's some power that make you look old, that make you look unattractive, they make you look ugly before your divine partner. A blind man in that Bethesda, 8:22-25. Then he came, that is Jesus Christ, came to Bethesda. Listen very carefully. They brought a blind man to him and even begged him to touch him so that he can heal the man. So in verse 23, he took the man, the blind man, by the hand and led him out of the town. Beloved, there are some locations that you need to change before God can connect you to your divine partner. If that one is a message for somebody, there is need. Before Jesus can do anything, you need to change some locations. He took the blind man by his hand and led him out of that town. Does that mean he could not heal him on that town? No. There is something about that town. I am praying for somebody here. Any geographical power, any environmental power that is tied down your marital blessing, today, everyone will silence them in the name of Jesus. And in verse 20, he said, he took the blind man and led him out of the town. And when he got out of the town, he spat on his eyes and put his hand upon him. Look at Jesus Christ. It's not Moses, it's not Paul, it's Jesus that we're talking about. He had a spit on his eyes and put his hand on him. And he asked him if he saw anything. Now, from the miracle of Jesus Christ, there are several ways of opening the blind's eyes. But this one was kind of strange. Once he touched the height, the blind man will open. But this one, he led him out of the town. There's some foundational problem in where the guy lives. Until you deal with that foundation, marriage might not be successful. And when he asked him, and he didn't even see anything. Look at what many of us are seeing today. And the man in verse 24, he looked up and said, I see men like trees. They are walking. Can you imagine that? Jesus touched your eyes. You now see men like this. Some people, what this scripture is showing to me to now, to thank you, Holy Spirit, is that many men that are on the platform today, they are seeing several women as, this one might be too difficult. They are seeing something that you are not, it wasn't like you. Once they see you like this, the way I look at this sister, she would have been married by now. The way I look at this sister, she will be too difficult for me. They are seeing you on a physical. And because of that, they cannot come closer to you. I don't know if I'm making sense to somebody tonight. Because of that, they are seeing men like this. This guy saw men like this. So men, what this scripture is trying to remember and get from this one is that some men are looking at you and they are overrating what you are not. They say, this one, I must have a mortgage before I marry this one. It's still like you. It's a, the lady might be very gentle and responsible, ready for anything. You know? But the way I see this guy, this lady. Don't let me go there. That might be the divine partner. But the guy will be so scared to come closer to you. And that's why those who are irrelevant, they are not coming over you. He now said, Jesus, this, and what's now the solution to this problem? Many ladies are passing through this thing. Many men, you might be wondering, why are men not coming to me? It's because what they are seeing is not what you are. They are seeing you as an old person. They are seeing you as an ugly person. They are seeing you as somebody, you know what, I cannot manage this lady at all. The way I even look at her, look at the kind of car she's like driving. Look at the kind of house she's living. That's what they are seeing. But they have forgotten that this person is not what it is. The person is even expecting that can... Let this guy just propose. Let this guy just propose. That's what the lady is expecting. But the guy will not propose because what they are seeing is not what you are. I had a story of a woman, very successful in the business, has a lot of money, big houses, and a driver, and security guard, and those who are doing that for Nigeria. And she prayed, God, what is all this nonsense? I need to get settled. No man is coming. Does that mean they are not seeing the beauty in me? They are scared of coming closer to this man. Where are these two men? The man has already gone to this woman. Lo and behold, after several prayers, I'm sure many of you would have heard this story before. After several prayers, the Lord told the woman, your husband is around you. I don't see any man. In our office, she's the top boss there. So who comes around her? Nobody comes around her. Is there any contractor? When she now started sleeping, she started seeing dreams. She now saw her driver in the dream. The first thing, he said, I bind this in the name of the Father. I bind this in the name of the Son. I bind this in the name of the... Meanwhile, the driver was a graduate. But she, because of the condition in Nigeria situation, he just decided to do any driver for anybody. Just keep all bodies and souls together. The lady binded, but you cannot bind to the spirit. The second time, she had the driver here. The third time, she said, Pastor, there's a problem. How can I be seeing my devil? Does that mean, is it being you against me? And they say that you are seeing men like three. You are seeing the way the man is seeing you. He is even scared to come to you. Pastor, I cannot go. If I want us to pray, then I began to pray, Father, if truly this is my husband, let the man come and meet me. Then she now succumbed. She came down to her level. They will go to office in the morning, come back in. The one day, the man could not hold it anymore. Say, sir, ma, can I talk to you? Yes, what happened? Any problem? Yes, no problem. Can I want to marry you. Imagine somebody that just didn't go. She couldn't even agree with that. By the end of the day, they were both married. And what I heard again was that the two of them became pastors and pastor misses, one of the big ministries in Abuja. Why? Because the man initially was seeing men as chief. The woman could not see him, did not see the man as a husband, was seeing the woman as somebody else. How do you see the person that God has ordained for you? You see men as chiefs. Then Jesus, what's that the solution to this? Verse 25. The Bible says, Jesus, then he put his hand on his eyes again. That's where we are going tonight. So your prayer point tonight before we round up is that, Father, open my eyes again. To be able to see, Marusa Katayaba, Father, open your mouth. Say, my father. I don't want to be seeing men like this anymore. Father, open my eyes. Touch my eyes again. Touch my eyes again. Father, touch my eyes again. In the name of Jesus, Father, touch my eyes again. Father, touch my eyes again. Father, I don't want deceivers around me. Father, open my eyes of understanding. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Father, touch my eyes again. Tell the Lord to touch your eyes again. In the name of Jesus, and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. And the Bible says, he put his hand, verse 25, on his again, and he made him to look up, and he was restored and saw everyone clearly. Then he sent him away to his house, and I go to the town, He said, neither go into the town, nor tell anyone in the town. There are some powers that are waiting for you in the location where you are. Their duty is to make sure they tie you down there. Until you get out of that scenario, you might not be able to locate down what has. You have got to lift up your voice loud and clear. Say, my father, my father, my father. If I'm wrongly located, relocate me, my fire. Tell God to relocate you. Father, relocate him. You might need to change your identity, your address. You might need to change your location. You might need to change your kind of holiday that you go. You might need to change. God shall need to locate you. Relocate you. Open your mouth and pray. Relocate you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. To where my miracle is waiting for me. There is a man waiting for you somewhere. Until God locate you to that place. Father! I beg you in the name of Jesus, relocate me to that place where the man and the woman is waiting for this one, so Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, relocate them. Rather, order their step, O Lord. Order their step. He said, let them out. Father, lead me to the place where I will locate my partner. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Help yourself in that prayer. Help yourself in that prayer. Something must happen to them. In the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified in Jesus' name. We are praying. Last thing, you are going to lift up a voice like this. This prayer point, there's no doubt we go pray. We don't pray the prayer every week. Until something, say pray until something happens. Something is about to happen tonight. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, my ordained partner. Wherever you are. All over the world, I am available. Appear, locate me in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. It's a targeted prayer. Help yourself in that prayer tonight. My brother, my sister, something must happen. Tell the Lord, Father, locate me. Father, relocate me. Father, relocate me. Father, relocate me. Let the person locate me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I cannot continue like this. Enough is enough. Something must happen. I must be congratulated. Help yourself in that prayer. Help yourself in that prayer. Oh, Lord, enough is enough. Tell the Lord, Father. Masendo calibro soto mataya baba. Open your mouth and pray. Zeto ladi kariko soto lia. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Father, I am tired of this life. I need a change of identity. Father, I am available. Wherever my divine partner is, oh, wow, let them appear and locate me. I am available now. Open your mouth and pray. Tell the Lord that you are available. Tell God you are available. Tell God you are available. In the name of Jesus, are you sure you are available? Tell God you are available. Help yourself tonight, yourself tonight. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, I am available. Help me tonight. In the name of Jesus. And let your name be glorified. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we are prayed. There is somebody here tonight. The voice I heard from the throne of grace for you tonight is saying congratulations to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, your helper of destiny will locate you. That person that will make your life better than what you are seeing at the moment, he will locate you in the name of Jesus. She will locate you in the name of Jesus. Every wrong relationship that will not last forever, that you are in at the moment, that is close to happening in your life, I disconnect you. I disconnect you. I disconnect you. I'm not leaving you alone, and I reconnect you to your divine partner. I reconnect you to your divine partner in the name of Jesus. You will jubilate, you will celebrate, you will give testimony in the mighty name of Jesus. The name of the Lord shall be glorified. Every power that has vowed that this is how you will die, I command them to die in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter your age. God is ageless God. He doesn't care about any age at all. He located Abraham at the age of 100 years old. He located Sarah at the age of 75. That same God is still on the throne. He will answer your prayer. You are not up to 75. I am so confident that no matter your age, God will reconnect you. He will locate you. He will give you a divine partner. He will give you peace around about. Your life will never remain the same. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. Go into this week and your life will never remain the same. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. God will open your eyes. You will see the zeal, the push that you need to make a move. The God will Almighty will give unto you in the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen in Jesus' name. God bless you all in the name of Jesus. I appreciate your journey tonight. Can we share the grace in fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. I am praying for you. It is well with you already. In the name of Jesus. Relax. God is on the throne. Let that prayer tonight be God, my divine partner. Wherever you are, I am now available. Appear and locate me. In the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. In Jesus' name we pray. Seven prayer. Hallelujah. I want to go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God bless you. Connect you again on Thursday for prayer line. And
thank you, sir. God bless you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Bye bye. God bless. Bye bye. Bye.
God bless you, sir. God bless you.
God bless you, sir.
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, sir.
Bye bye. Bye bye.
God bless you, sir. God bless you, sir. God bless you.
God bless you, sir. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. God bless you all in Jesus' name. Okay. I got that message. That's true. Okay. Okay. Next week. Hallelujah for the Lord, God omnipotent, infinite. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah for the Lord, God omnipotent, infinite.